Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow, let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special, real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
I know the truth is you won't love me until I'm gone. And even then the thing that comes after is moving on. I can't even capture the feeling I had at first. Meeting all my heroes like seeing how magic works. The people I looked up to are going from bad to worse. Their actions out of character even when they rehearse. Working in the land of the free, the home of the brave. I gotta bring my brothers or else I feel out of place. Breaking speed records on roads that these niggas pave. And they don't like that, it's written all on their face. I don't know how I'ma make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos ripping split at the seams. Good-hearted people are taking it to extremes. Leaving me in limbo to question what I believe. Leaving me to ask what their motive in making peace. Leaving me to not trust anybody I meet. Leaving me to ask, is there anybody like me? Years. There's times when I wish I was where I was, back when I used to wish I was here. Missing out on my days, scrolling through life and fishing for praise. Opinions from total strangers take me out of my ways. I try and see who's there on the other end of the shade. Most times it's just somebody that's underage, that's probably just alone and afraid. And lashing out so that someone else can feel their pain. I always hear people complain about the place that they live. That all the people here are fake and they got nothing to give. Cause they've been staring at somebody else's version of that makes another city seem more exciting than it is. I know a girl whose one goal was to visit Rome. Then she finally got to Rome and all she did was post pictures for people at home. Cause all that mattered was impressing everybody she's known. I know another girl that's crying out for help, but her latest caption is leave me alone. I know a girl happily married till she puts down the phone. I know a girl that saves pictures from places she's flown to post later and make it look like she's still on the go. Look at the way we live. I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kids. From empty souls who just wake up and look to debate. Until you staring at your seed, you can never relate. Breaking news in my life, I don't run to the blogs. The only ones I wanna tell are the ones I can call. They always ask why let the story run if it's false. You know a wise man once said nothing at all. I'm exhausted and drained, I can't even pretend. All these people taking miles when you give them an inch. All these followers, but who gon' follow me to the end? I guess I make it to the end and I'ma find out then. We'll be right back.
I've been lucky enough to be independent the whole way through, which has made me, I guess, very direct, which some people mistake as arrogant. I don't think my approach on business is what the average person would advise. Like most, I hear people say, never put up your own money. And I'm saying, put your own money up. Work harder than everyone. Be patient. And just know that if you're going to do something on your own, you're going to have to feel some pain. So like a Vampire Life, you know, we've had a certain amount of success in a very short period of time. And I'm like the little Jewish guy behind it. You know what I mean? Like before, there's always someone from another culture that's behind it, funding. And in Harlem, your whole thing is not to get hit by work. You want to be the connect. You want to put your own dough up. You want to buy your work. And if you fuck it up, you fuck it up. But when you get that, you can pay it and do what you need to do. If you can name someone in the urban business or an urban brand that's owned by an urban person, not to say a person's getting paid a percentage or sweat equity because they're the ambassador or the face of the brand, but are they doing the P&L? Are they doing the production? Are they doing the sales? Are they making sure the bills are paid? Are they paying the staff even if the sales didn't ship? The difference with me is I can do all these things because I'm the one that puts up the money. If I feel like making a motor oil, I can make a motor oil. Or if I want to make a liquor, I can make a liquor. Just because I'm a cut out the connect, I know how to get it developed, I know how to get it manufactured, I know how to produce it, I know how to have it distributed, I know what sales, you know, I know the game. When my children, you know, look and ask about what I do, they know I'm the boss. They know I put up my own dough. They could care less what they read in the paper. They see it every day, and their quality of living is never compromised. They know that there's no other man that can walk in the room that's going to make me bow down or talk with a different tone or be extra nice to. And that's what I watch all of these so-called men do. You know, they claim they're bosses and they have these things, but someone else is paying for it. And when that someone else from another culture walks in the room, you know, I see voices change and demeanors change. And it's just disgusting. I don't even want to bring up names because I don't want to. I wouldn't even want to do that to people that other people look up to. That they think are strong, you know, and you see how weak they are when some little white man walks in the room that can cut them a check. It's disgusting. Have you ever watched a James Bond movie where it doesn't look like he's losing at some point and then he wins? Or Batman or Iron Man or any superhero? There has to be some diversity for you to, you know, overcome to win. You know, you can't be a champ unless you, you know, are in a place where you look like you're gonna lose and then you win. The pain that's gonna come with being independent, you have to embrace it because it's gonna happen. And also know that the more successful you get, the more problems you're gonna have, the more knots you're gonna have to untie. Being a boss does not mean smooth sailing. It means having the ability to care about other people before yourself and to untie problems, untie knots. That's all it is. It's not business if there's not problems. There's nothing good without struggle. It just doesn't happen. In all my experiences, there hasn't been one thing that's been successful without me feeling some pain before it was successful. So now when there is pain, I embrace it. You know, I've been embracing it. I'm a G about it because I know that must mean that if I'm cool, that, you know, what awaits me. It's the darkest before the dawn. I don't want to like sound corny, but that's really what, that's what has to happen. What I learned in my experience in the corporate world and with Rockefeller was, if I want to be truly happy, I got to put up the money. Because whoever puts up the money is the boss. And that's that. It doesn't matter if someone gave someone a lot of money to watch. That's not a boss. That's a supervisor. And that supervisor usually thinks he's a boss and projects as a boss and will piss someone else off that's putting up the money. So a lot of my frustration would come from the fact that everyone that was speaking, none of them put up the dough. And we put up our own money. We were partners. We had a 50-50 venture. So in that environment, it would frustrate me. It'd be like being at a dice game and someone else speaking on your money. Because usually in corporate, no one's putting up the money. It's public and there's a board and, you know, there's a bunch. No one person that's making decisions is using their own dough. I can't talk to people or be nice to people that I don't respect that aren't putting up the money. After selling my interest in Rockwear so that I can put the money into what I wanted to put it into, which was Rachel Roy and other fashion things and magazines and all that stuff, my life became a lot easier because I never had to argue with anybody again because I was the boss and I still am. A boss doesn't get told what to do. Of course, a boss might get advice from an OG, advice, but you're not being told what to do. My dream is to be completely independent, be able to direct, be able to design and make clothes as I want, and to be able to cook for my children and cook well. You know, I'm the kind of person that considers himself a wild animal because I eat the food I kill. That's how I eat. No one's giving me nothing. I'm not eating that day unless I kill that. So when I'm around other people that I consider tame because they have the security of a job and they have a leash, I'm looking at them like they're tame. I'm a wild animal and you're not. Who's gonna be the cooler person in the room?
Keeping an eye on the government is critical to keeping the government in its place. But while government loves keeping an eye on us, it hates it when we keep an eye on it. And it's been easier to do so. It makes it more dangerous. More and more citizens are recording their interactions with the police using simple and perfectly legal devices like their cell phones. And the cops don't like that one bit, increasingly resisting the tapings with force and even jail time. Take a look at this.
Get off the motorcycle. Get off the motorcycle. Get off the motorcycle. State police. Put your hands. Put your hands up.
That's a video a Maryland motorcyclist recorded when he was pulled over for speeding by a cop, not wearing a uniform, not showing a badge, but with a gun drawn. The motorcyclist got a ticket and was so upset about the incident, he posted the video online. You won't believe what happened next. Days later, his home was raided by Maryland State Police, who confiscated his computer and arrested him. He's been charged with two felonies for allegedly violating Maryland's wiretapping law. He faces 16 years in jail. This is in the United States, not in North Korea. Reason Magazine's Radley Falco has been reporting on this story and this disturbing trend. He joins me now. Radley, welcome back to Freedom Watch. We always have you on when the police are doing the most god-awful things. What is happening here in the United States? Are the police actually claiming that when they stop someone for what they say is a crime or a traffic infraction in public, that they, the police, have some right to privacy at that moment, at that place, at the side of the road, and that they can't be filmed when doing it?
Well, that was the argument in this case, Judge. But actually, a Maryland judge has since thrown the charges against Anthony Graber out. But here's something to consider. The prosecutor in that case was wrong on the law. The state police were wrong on the law when they raided this guy, wrongly arrested him, wrongly jailed him. This guy had two felony charges hanging over his head for months.
Right.
Now, a Maryland state judge ruled that they were wrong on the law and he was right. Now, think about this. If he had been wrong on the law, he could have gone to jail for 15 years or more, right?
Right.
He was right. They were wrong. What's going to happen to them? Absolutely nothing. He can't sue them. It's almost impossible to sue a prosecutor. It's very difficult to sue the police.
Right.
And they're not going to be disciplined or sanctioned in any way. There is a huge, this arresting people for videotaping the cops, that's a bad enough issue in itself. There's also this double standard about citizens are supposed to know the law front to back.
Exactly.
But the people actually charged with enforcing it aren't expected to know the law, and I think that's a huge problem.
Here's another good example. Here's another example of taping cops. Here's a bicyclist shoved off his bike by a cop. The officer, not knowing that he was being filmed, he intentionally knocked the bicyclist off. After the video went viral, watch this, we're doing it in slow motion, the officer was charged with filing a false criminal complaint. Ooh! A cop pushing a guy innocently and lawfully on his bike. Now, that guy was prosecuted, that cop, because he lied under oath and filed a false incident report, and he was convicted, Radley. So there's a just outcome.
It is. As I understand it, he was actually acquitted on the charge of assaulting the bicyclist. But
convicted lying.
Of lying, right? Filing the false report. That's right. But, that case illustrates why this is important, Judge. I can rattle off a dozen cases where citizens shot video has actually shown police officers to have lied on police reports.
Here's one and more. I want you to watch this one with us. In this incident, a Washington, D.C. cop got angry that his car was hit by a snowball, by some residents having a friendly snowball fight. He gets out and he draws a gun. Watch it, and we're going to show the part with the gun in slow motion. That's the cop doing the pushing.
What?
He's got a gun?
All right. When confronted about this incident, the officer denied that he drew his gun, and his bosses in the police department backed him up until the video went online and went viral. So how do these cops get away with this? Why do the police departments back them up when there's evidence out there that they didn't tell the truth? In this case, committed a crime. by threatening to use deadly force over a snowball fight.
Well, I mean, this is, it's really incredible. In that case, you know, the spokesman for the D.C. Police Department actually went to the media and flat out denied that this officer had pulled a gun. He said that the people there must have mistaken his radio for a gun. And it wasn't until the videos hit the web that story was proven false. You know, in a lot of these cases, also, Judge, you know, the police will confiscate the cameras, and they'll actually delete the photos and videos that were taken of the incident. And you know, I actually have some friends who last year, I think actually they've been on your show,
right?
Who were arrested in Mississippi last year and took video of that incident. When they got the video camera back, the video had been deleted. They actually took the video to a tech guy who was able to retrieve the video. So we now know that somebody in the Jones County, Mississippi Sheriff's Department deleted evidence in a criminal case. That person needs to be prosecuted.
You know,
I mean, the judge and
called?
The DA there need to be investigating
that. That's called obstruction of justice. People can go to jail for that for 20 years, whether they're cops or civilians. Radley Balco, thank you for joining us. Boy, it is just amazing that in a free society you can't record public servants going about their so-called public service. They work for us. And we deserve to know what they're doing. To that end, police in particular, you know this, we just saw it, have been known to trample the constitutional rights of people all the time. What you have a right to know is that you absolutely can video and audio tape them. The police routinely violate the Constitution when they pull over your car or stop you on the street. They ask you intrusive questions that you don't have to answer. They sometimes even rough people up. They push them off their bicycles. They threaten them with guns. They basically treat you like you're guilty of a crime before you've even been charged or convicted of one. The Constitution protects you from this type of police behavior. And many Americans have realized that policemen, often not caring about the Constitution, need to be photographed. So courageous Americans have decided to video and audio tape their interactions with law enforcement as a way to protect themselves from police mistreatment or to prove what happened. Yet big government is so afraid of people recording the police, it tries to ban the practice. This is completely unconstitutional. The First Amendment guarantees our right to free speech. That includes the right to listen to and record what happens in public. Cameras and recording devices are simply modern-day note-taking. And if people are using them to keep the police honest, to tell the truth about law enforcement abusing rights, then it is the right of the people to record these affronts to the Constitution. For the government to record us is Orwell's 1984 come true. For us to record the government is a public right and a smart thing to do.
Invade, search out, capture, vanquish, and subdue all Saracens and pagans whatsoever. Reduce their persons to perpetual slavery, and convert them to his and their use and profit. Anyone know what I'm reading here? These are the words of Pope Nicholas V in a papal bull, or an official edict of the Catholic Church in 1452. This papal bull, followed by many others from 1452 to 1493, collectively became known as what's called the Doctrine of Discovery. The Doctrine of Discovery is this series of papal bulls that is the church in Europe saying to the nations of Europe, wherever you go, whatever lands you find not ruled by Christian rulers, those people are less than human, and the land's yours for the taking. It was this Doctrine of Discovery that allowed European nations to colonize Africa and enslave the African people. It was also this Doctrine of Discovery that let Columbus, who was lost at sea, land on a continent inhabited by millions and claim to have discovered it, because there were no people here. The notion of discovery is a racist colonial concept that assumes the dehumanization of people of color. If you don't believe me, I welcome you to put your car keys and your smartphones out in front of you, and I will come by and discover them. Discovery requires the dehumanization of the people who are already there. Otherwise, I would be stealing them. Mm. The doctrine of discovery is a systemically racist doctrine. In 1763, King George drew a line down the Appalachian Mountains, and he said to the colonies that they no longer had the right of discovery of all lands west of Appalachia. This upset the colonists, and so they wrote a letter of protest. In their letter, they accused the king of raising the conditions of new appropriations of land. They went on in this letter to write that he has excited the domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages. They signed this letter July 4th, 1776. 30 lines below the statement, all men are created equal, the Declaration of Independence refers to natives as merciless Indian savages. The only reason they said all men is because they had a very narrow definition of who was and who was not human. There it is, right here. Merciless Indian savages. The Declaration of Independence is a systemically racist document. A few years later, the colonists wrote down the words, "We the people of the United States," in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. However, just a few lines later, Article 1, Section 2, they never mention women, they exclude natives, and they count Africans as three-fifths of a person. Clearly, we the people does not mean everybody. We the people means white, landowning male. Now, maybe you're thinking, but wait, we corrected that. Yeah, and then about 90 years later, we passed the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment extended the right of citizenship to any person born under the jurisdiction of the government in this continent. However, that did not give women the right to vote. That didn't come until 1910 with women's suffrage. It did not include natives because we weren't seen as allegiance to the government and we didn't come into the nation until 1924. It did extend the right of citizenship to former slaves. But we often forget that it was the 14th Amendment in 1970 that was part of Roe versus Wade that was now used to conclude that unborn babies are not human and therefore they can be aborted. What this demonstrates is that the heart of our Constitution is not a value for life, but a practice of dehumanization and a value for exploitation and profit. Therefore, the Constitution of the United States is a systemically racist document that assumes the dominant has the right to decide who is and who is not human. In 1823, two men of European descent were in litigation over a piece of land. One bought the land from the government, the other bought the land from a native tribe. They wanted to know who owned it. In deciding the case, the court had to decide the principle upon which land titles were based. And they decided that the principle was that discovery gave title to the government by whose subject or by whose authority was made against all other European governments, which title might be consummated by possession. The court essentially went on to say that based on the doctrine of discovery, natives only had the right of occupancy to land, while Europeans had the right of discovery to the land, and therefore the true title to it. This created a Supreme Court legal precedent for land titles, the reason you can buy and sell property in the United States, that was referenced by the court as recently as 2005. The United States Supreme Court is a systemically racist court with legal precedent based on the dehumanization of people of color.
The Flint water crisis is not a Flint water crisis. It's genocide. Not one black leader, Nobody's. 90% of the Germans that got prosecuted for what they did to the Jews, it wasn't war crime, it was genocide. Genocide is when you try to interfere with the whole or part of an ethnic group. You had to kill them, just alter. That's genocide. And that's what that was. Genocide. And then one day we hear people talking about taking water. Why water gonna help when they got brain damage? So then all at once, a woman filed her case in federal court. And she was at home with a friend of hers and her baby. Somebody come in and shot in the head. And then shot the woman, her friend, in the head. And 3 days before that, the engineer that worked at the waterworks shot him in the head at home. And I was saying to a friend of mine, they know, we know they did it. But what would come out if there was a trial would be so awesome, they'd rather do this. That's how it works. Then they would find out that Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit, the water's worse than that. It's a game. They get ready to roll, man. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. I remember when I was a little boy, I lived in the Midwest. And I used to hear, we weren't around no forest fires. So you turn on the news, radio, and you hear the governor say, if we can't get a shift in the wind, we can't save it. And one day I'm grown. And it dawned on me, a state ain't never burned down. Why? Shift in the wind. Who controls that? The universe. That's all. Never have there been a state that burned down. Shift in the wind. That's all. That you don't control. So you look at it and you think about, and then you got this new group of children, the Indigo children. Shit. They're about going in and change everything around. That's who they are. So that's all I say about that. Somebody asked me about young black children with the crack and shit, drugged out. So I said, you know what? More you old black folks will die today by midnight tonight from strokes and high blood pressure than they'll OD from hard drugs in the next 20 years. All of it is addiction. You're addicted to salt and sugar. They're addicted to this. At least they don't have to take 15 different type of pills in the morning so they can eat a piece of bacon. You do. They never see. It's okay what they like. Here it is right here. One soda pop will make your bloodstream 10,000 times more acid than the universe meant for it to be. I used to wake up with 15 bottles of Pepsi Cola in the morning. Sit on the porch, underneath the porch, and drink that shit, man. And then one day I set the world's record in high school mile. I said, somebody out there doing something. I don't know what it is. But then you think billionaires. How come you think their children aren't athletes? All that shit's a violation. They can go hire the right coaches, have the right diets. Damn one. Poor, ignorant folks that need something. And it's that. It's that. And they give them drugs and shit. And they wonder why I slapped my wife. It don't run off after you get off the field. That's what it's about.
You were telling us last time we met off camera, you had a knowledge about the number of hours in a day. Is that something that you can share with us?
How you mean number of hours?
You said, like, do the math, how many hours do you sleep, how many hours?
Oh, okay. So it's 24 hours to a day.
Yeah.
So they tell you you're supposed to sleep what?
8 hours.
And so now you got how many left?
16.
And then you're supposed to work what?
8 hours.
And now you got what left?
8 hours.
You haven't cooked. You haven't got dressed. You haven't said hello to the children. You know, sleep deprivation. That's how they get you. Sleep deprivation. Huh? You haven't watched TV. You haven't called your mother. Your children. Sleep deprivation. It's right there. That's why the rich folks, you better not try to call their house after 8 o'clock at night. They sleep. You work midnight, what do they call the midnight shift?
The night graveyard shift.
Graveyard. What graveyard mean what?
Death, the cemetery.
Death, okay. Death, the cemetery. Why? 90 minutes after the sun go down, your brain get recharged. After midnight, the charging stops. If you're not home by midnight, you turn into a what? The nursery rhyme.
Pumpkin. Yeah.
What's the only part of your body look like a pumpkin? Your fucking head.
New World Order. What do people mean when they use that term?
Nothing. Anytime my ignorant cousin know about it, he don't know about nothing else. They just give y'all something to hang on to, and y'all buy it. Mm. New World Order. Don't mean nothing. They've been doing this shit. They've been building cities in outer space since 1963. That's what this shit's about. Let me tell you how genetic engineering works. Punch up BBC. BBC's wire service, that's British intelligence. And then put in make love, not war.
U.S. military pondered love, not war? BBC News. The U.S. military investigated building a quote-unquote gay bomb, which would make enemies...
Now, they say, contemplate, it's already built. They can go to a football stadium with 100,000 people and drop that genetic engineering. Everybody leaves there gay. Okay? All right? That's all. They do the same thing with cannibals. Okay? This is where they are. Then they write the shit and make like, oh, they contemplate. No, oh, you really? Huh? That's genetic engineering. They took a June bug. We call them June bug. We call them lightning bug. And crossbreeded it with a carrot. And at nighttime, the carrot lights up. So I called my partner and said, what day you think they're going to have a baby born and light up and kick ignorant folk like my mama at the second coming of Christ? Why wouldn't she believe it? He said, well, they just did it to a cat. They genetically engineered a tomato with a fish cell. So you can leave the tomato on the table and go to London, stay 6 months, and come back, and you'll be so pretty and red. But when you eat it, your body starts holding water. And your doctor would never understand it came from that. So he give you medicine, a prescription.
Reduce the water.
And you didn't have it. So that'll kill you. See how it works? That's what they're doing with genetic engineering. And been doing it. And what they're scared of now is artificial intelligence have taken over. And there's a handful of people that know that. Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's what it is.
So we've already seen the convergence? The convergence when technology catches up with human?
Oh, it's been caught up, man. Okay. Been caught up. And that might be what they did. They might decide we got to get off this planet. Mm. You know, we discovered something here we didn't think we was going to discover. Hmm? Mm. So that's genetic engineering.
So what does America look like in the next 10, 50, 100 years?
Most of us in this room will be dead by Christmas. That's what the fuck it look like. Y'all always want more time. More time to fuck you. Cold back of your nuts so you can get more time. I mean, time's over. Huh? That's not run by us. That's run by the universe. Fucking time is over. Ain't no more. Motherfucker said, oh, man, we need another king. The universal God said, one to a customer, nigga. You don't deserve two. It's a game. So I'm just glad I'm here. I'll be here to witness. I told people that when Obama wins the first time, we're going to run white folk crazy. Mm-hmm. Second time, we're going to run them mad. You can deal with a crazy person, but a mad dog, you have to kill it. That's what's fixing to happen. That's what's fixing to happen.
The reason why Donald Trump is where he's at, if we relate it to film, I think there's some films people need to see that point to the danger of why Donald Trump is so important with his cult of personality.
What makes me mad is all the gangbangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the gangbangers that are supposed to be banging and shit. Okay, the cops are killing us. Why aren't you shooting at them for us? What happened, gangbangers? All of a sudden they at home and shit. Motherfuckers are at home. We're all these tough gangbangers. We need you. Hello. Hey, man, the Italians got mafia. Like, the Italians, you know what I love about the mafia and the Italians? They protect their neighborhoods. They protect their neighborhoods. They protect their people. We are the only motherfuckers that have no mafia. Black people don't got a mafia. We can't even organize crime.
Peace to the gods. Tuned in to Freedom Fridays with Charles Hakeem L. Jr. How y'all doing on this Friday today? Me, you know, I'm balanced out. You know, everything good. You know, I'm here another day. And that's the best part about it is being here today and, you know, just being able to take advantage of, you know, everything I got going on right now. A lot of people think, we got it easy. That, you know, because we got this information that's easy, and that's just it. But it's not easy, you know what I'm saying? You come through a lot of trials and tribulations. You know, it takes a lot of heart, takes a lot of courage, a lot of persistence. It's the same thing with success. You know, just because it's the truth don't mean people are going to just be like, okay, it's the truth, you know. Yeah, they might know it's the truth, but they're going to, you know, try to fuck you over pretty much. Not fuck you over, but, yeah, they're going to pretty much try to fuck you over. Point blank, period. You know, of course, we have some people who are not, but in the system, you know, we just got to make sure we don't put ourselves in a position where they can fuck us. you know what I'm saying, and just continue to study and stay up on whatever you're going through, you know, just stay updated with it. Yeah, I really don't have too much to say. Just pretty much that. Just really study, because I know I got to study myself. It's not going to be a long show. Like I said, I don't have too much to talk about. I got a lot of stuff, you know, that's going on in my mind. And I'm trying to vocalize. I'm trying to communicate without jumbling stuff up and, you know, jumping from place to place too much, because my mind is just is everywhere. But it has to be everywhere because, you know, put my mind through a little hyperbolic chamber, you know, doing some training with that. Even though I always do training with my mind, but right now I'm going into, you know, hyper mode where I'm just staying on top of everything and, you know, pretty much aware of everything that's going on, and whatever my main focus is, I just, you know, continue to focus on that and hold that and, you know, get the results I want. But, like I said, I don't have too much to say. You know, going through a lot of stuff, but I won't let it get me down. Won't let it stop me. Won't let it do any of that stuff. Or I won't even let people see me sweat, really. You know? I guess people could feel it. A lot of people would be asking me, you know, what's wrong? Or, well, because I'm always thinking. People always be like, oh, you know, what you thinking? And stuff like that. I just tell them simply, just trying to run with the universe. Or whatever it takes to be in the flow of just doing whatever I need to do. You know, the biggest thing is we don't know what the hell we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what's going to happen next when we do what we do, when we jump out towards what we want. You know, most times we let our fear stop us from standing up for standing up and doing the right thing that we need to do. Usually, you know, we're scared, like, oh, what if I mess up? Well, you're only going to learn if you mess up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably one of the biggest ways that I really learned was just by messing up. You know what I'm saying? Making the mistakes that I made helped me to move forward and be able to, you know, get on here and talk to you guys about, you know, the different pitfalls and stuff like that I've gone through. So you won't make the same mistakes that I did, you know? And I wish I had a lot more to talk about, like I usually do. I actually did have something to talk about, but I had a brain blast and I let all that stuff out at that time. I wish I could have another brain blast right now on something. I forgot what it was, what I was talking about. It was something. It was something. But basically, you know, we can control the outcomes of how things are going to happen. Either going to happen the way you see it good or the way you see the bad. It's just really on how much focus and how much energy, whichever way you put it into, or the outcome that you put it into. Sometimes you leave it up to the universe for certain things. Me, I kind of control things, you know. We forget how much control we actually have, you know. Sometimes we feel like we're so at the mercy of the universe. But in all actuality, the universe favors all of us, wants us all to get what the hell we want to. We just sometimes stop ourselves from getting what we want, you know, by our thoughts and actions and words and how we feel about ourselves. You know, that's a a very big thing, how you feel about yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you're feeling a certain way, you just have to be real with yourself and kind of pick yourself up. Like, all right, I'm not moving right. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. This is why I'm feeling like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling this way. You know, and then sometimes we'd be so caught up in the past and stuff that's happened to us that we're not appreciating what's in front of us now. You know what I'm saying? The blessings and opportunities and different stuff that's happened for us now, so we can have so much more than we had in the past. You know, you might have lost stuff in the past, but right now you can have a lot more than you probably ever had. You'll probably get what you had back plus more. You know, so it's really no loss in this now, in this taking responsibility of what's going on now, you know, and accepting, okay, this is what's going on and moving forward. I know I always talk about that, but that's a very important part to the universe, and really just getting things so you won't be so frustrated and stressed and stuff like that. Like me, even when stuff is looking stupid and dumb, I'm still smiling. You know why? You want to know why? Because I know no matter what, the results of everything going good and everything, even though it might seem like something bad, it's really an opportunity for you to move further. You know what I'm saying? To get better. You know what I'm saying? So don't get discouraged by something that looks bad or perception of something. My whole life, there was a perception that, you know, that I was just, I guess you could say, I didn't know when to shut the hell up. When in that all actuality, I did. I knew when to shut the hell up. I never really too much. I mean, I talk, but it'd be really, you know what I'm saying, the girls, I'd be, you know, trying to, you know, pull my Mac game in there. You know, I mean, what else are you and brother supposed to do? But, you know, just the perception. People always wanted to make a perception of me just losing. Just the perception just make them feel, even though, you know, so I might have not lost, just the perception of them feeling like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, like they won, made them feel so good about themselves. I just be like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That don't bother me, because, I mean, I know the truth. And everybody be like, why don't you just, you know? Because, I mean, eventually everybody will know the truth. But for now, instead of destroying somebody's, I guess, everything that their life depends on, or, you know, their thin ego, I'll say. I mean, not that important, because I know the truth. And that's all that matters, as long as you know the truth. I mean, that's just me, of course. I really don't really care about, never really care what others thought about me. You know, people be like, oh, you should get a haircut. I mean, yeah, you know. I mean, I got to, you know, I get haircuts every 3 weeks. I do it every 3 weeks just because I like to go woof. I like to just see how people react to me when I ain't got, you know, clean cut and stuff like that. Like, I mean, of course, cops and stuff, I should be worried about them, but I really don't be too worried about them because, you know, I'm moving right in the universe and definitely, you know, keeping them out of my bubble as much as possible. I don't have too many run-ins with cops as much because, you know, I don't be thinking about them. I don't be scared of them, none of that stuff, because I just be riding. Like, it's not that I'm untouchable, but at the same time, I'm not worried about them. They not even in my atmosphere. I'm under their radar. I might be on their radar, but they just can't find me. It's like a psychic person or a person that got psychosis. I got, you know, I can camouflage my energy. You know what I'm saying? To the point where they'll never know where I'm at. You know? Gotta be able to control ourselves 100% you know, how what we think, what we say, all that stuff. I mean, even sometimes I slip up and say the word, I'm trying to do this, or I will, or nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? It's about this now. I got all that shit. I got, you know what I'm saying? All that, that good stuff is now. You know what I'm saying? When you see it in your mind, you traveling to the future. That's your future you seeing. You know what I'm saying? When you in that, in the place that you want to be in, and you know what I'm saying? See yourself as that successful business owner that you want to be, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Maybe say you're looking for love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See yourself with that partner that loves you, you know what I'm saying, unconditionally, you know what I'm saying, through thick and thin, you know what I'm saying, got your back, no matter what, you know what I'm saying, vice versa. You know, whatever it is, see yourself having that now, you know what I'm saying, don't see it for the future or later, you know what I'm saying, that later it ain't gonna come. You gotta feel that bitch now. When you feel that bitch now, you start to see every day that you feel it, that now, every day that you feel that now, you get closer and closer to what you want. You know why? Because you're going to be moving the way that you need to get what you want. Because you feel you already accomplished it. It's you. You feel what I'm saying? It's a part of you already. So they can't deny you of that. Nobody can't deny you of that but yourself. That's why it always comes back to you are your best ally and your worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to be helping yourself or harming yourself. You know what I'm saying? This is why it always comes back to self. You know what I'm saying? Really, in all honesty, if humans want things to go to the next level, we need to go back to self-governing. You know what I'm saying? Really accepting yourself for who you are. You know, a lot of people can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Sit down in the mirror and really look at who they are and really, you know what I'm saying, no matter what you're doing in life, what's going on, accepting yourself for who you are and loving yourself. Because guess what? It's nobody else's job to love you except your fucking self. I don't care if nobody fucking loves me. You know what I'm saying? Never will. Never need to. I mean, you're not saying that I don't have people loving me. I do. But I don't fucking care. The whole world didn't like me. You know why? Because at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about you. And how you feel about yourself. The world's going to treat you the same way that you feel about yourself. You know what I'm saying? People are going to see you the same way you see yourself. Of course, there's some others who are above that and can see you for who you could be. You know what I'm saying? The potential. You know what I'm saying? Or people who see you, you know what I'm saying, want to tear you down. You know what I'm saying? You might be on a higher level than them. They want to tear you down. That's why it doesn't matter what anyone says. It's about you. You know what I'm saying? And you making that choice to start bettering yourself. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, we all could be better. No matter how much, you know what I'm saying, how great I am at something, I could always be better. There's always room for improvements. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that every second. You know what I'm saying? I'm that passionate about us going to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Everyone doing that. Just maybe not the same obsession that I have with just not. I don't even care about being perfect, to be honest with you. I never care about being perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about just me every day doing as much as I can to basically my job in the universe, which is the glue. You know what I'm saying? To keep certain things together, you know what I'm saying, to bring back a lot of things that we need, to bring back control of a lot of things that we need to, you know what I'm saying, we should be growing our own foods, man, we got all these nice houses, the big ass backyards, you know what I'm saying, why are we not growing, you know what I'm saying, growing our own vegetables, why are we not thinking about things like that, you know what I'm saying, we got the room for it, I mean, yeah, little stuff we have to worry about, you know, keeping our critters and little extra stuff. And some of us might not have time because we have jobs. But I used to have a fucking job. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying quit your job today or ever. You don't ever have to do that. What I'm saying is you need to start paying yourself. You need to start going into business with yourself. If you're going to go hard for somebody, go hard for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody else is going to go hard for you like you. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to go hard for your wealth except you. You know what I'm saying? And you'll never put a cap on how much you're going to make. I mean, you can, but the possibilities are endless when you work for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then just the flexibility and also just, you know what I'm saying, when you need time off, when you have family emergencies, you don't have to answer to nobody but your goddamn self. And no matter what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you might have something that you know, people might have booked you or something like that. But if you got family emergency, I don't give a fuck about. And that we can reschedule that or y'all can get your money back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying? But when you're in control of, you know, just that freedom of just knowing that you control your bankroll, that you control how much you get paid, that you control how much you can bring in, you know what I'm saying, how much you can help people. It's just that freedom, man. We got to go back to that freedom. We're so used to having to depend on people that we need to go back to self-sufficiency. Once everybody's self-sufficient, really, we won't need anybody. And really needing somebody is really violating the law of the universe. If you need something, you're lacking something. And really, there's no lack in this world. So that's why I said, you know what I'm saying, self-sufficiency will just be better for the growth of us. I mean, I know that's what I'm here for. I'm here to, you know, we're all here to help each other grow. We're all one for all. No matter what anybody say, they can say, all for one, but it's one for all, you know? One for all, man. That's how I move. I'm the type of person, I'm one for all. You know, I'm one person standing for everybody that wants everybody to win because I feel everybody can win. There's no reason people can't. You know, some people's mindsets may limit them from that, and one day they may break that barrier. Hopefully so. Every day actually starts to get better as far as me seeing the future of things. You know, before it was very bleak. When I was young, I was a very dark child. Like, I was like, wow, like, you know, what's the point of fucking living? You know, like, all this shit is, it's the same thing. It's been the same thing for years. I've been through that. Like, ever since a kid, I knew it was the same cycle of people just, you know, you're forced to go to school first through 12th grade, then you go to fucking college. Then you go get a job, you know what I'm saying, and work your ass off, you know, have kids, have a nice, you know, a nice house, and then you start getting promotions, and, you know, your wealth goes up and stuff like that, but it's just a circle. It's nothing new. It's nothing changing, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing changing at all. We still have the same problems. Old cancer runs in your family, Alzheimer's, and all these different diseases. When really, it's what we put inside our bodies. What we're fueling our bodies with is what's making these diseases and viruses and different shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We're feeding our bodies junk. Of course, you know what I'm saying, if it's not getting the proper nutrition, you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get certain diseases. Damn right. You're not feeding your body right. You're not giving it the proper nutrition. You know what I'm saying? And you're combining foods that shouldn't be combined. We combine those foods, they create toxic, they create toxic things inside of your body. You feel what I'm saying? That's like anything. You have the most fortified body, you know, working out, doing all this, but if you're putting junk into your body, that fortified body is going to break from the inside out. That's why most people who are bodybuilders and all this stuff be going to the gym be having heart attacks because they're not eating right. They're not putting the proper nutrition. It's the same it's the same thing with your spirit. You know what I'm saying? And with your mind, with a lot of things, we're not feeding ourselves the right things. You know what I'm saying? We have to be careful of what we're taking in. You know what I'm saying? Spiritually, energy-wise, food-wise, all that stuff. We have to be careful of it. You know what I'm saying? When you're around the wrong people and you're getting energy from them, regardless of whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? You're getting energy from them. You know what I'm saying? Just from me being on this radio show right now, you guys are getting energy from me. I'm getting y'all energy without even trying. I don't know your reactions. I mean, I'm not talking to y'all, you know, right now, but I'm getting y'all energy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever energy y'all guys are putting out there in the universe, I'm getting that. You know, so I'm getting energy from everyone in the fucking world, period. Maybe even in the universe. Who knows, you know what I'm saying, how far, you know what I'm saying, our energy actually reaches. It's the same thing with stars. It might take a long time to get there, you know, but you see that star. You feel what I'm saying? Most of those stars be, you know, either dead or, you know what I'm saying, freaking light years away. But we still see them. So, you know, just be careful of what you're ingesting, period. You know what I'm saying? Spiritually, energy-wise, knowledge-wise. If it's knowledge, make sure it's something that's useful towards your goals or towards what the hell you got going on. You know what I'm saying? If it's not important, what the hell you got going on, it's just useless knowledge. And what's useless knowledge? Wasted fucking space. We don't have time for wasted space. You know what I'm saying? Something that I can't use. But most of the information or knowledge that we can, collect is important to us. You know what I'm saying? Whether we see it or not. Everything correlates. Universe is a big contradicts itself lots of the times, you know what I'm saying? But that's a good thing because that means nothing is preset. You know what I'm saying? Things can change. And it's us that's changing the flow of things, you know what I'm saying? So are we going to change it for the better? Are we going to stay the same? Or are we going to go back? You know? That's what choice we got now. What are we going to do? Are we going to go forward and do better? I mean, naturally, there's going to be small growth. But this is the chance for us to move at a faster rate. And actually keep the momentum going and keep it going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, you know. Once all that wealth come all through you and you know what I'm saying, you feel the unlimited events and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know it's not about seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Most of the people that are richest people in the world, they felt it first. They knew it. They knew it without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? They didn't care how many people gave them no's, how many people turned them down. They didn't care about none of that because they knew they won't get a yes. And all it took was that one yes, and look at them now. Billionaires, you know what I'm saying? Bill Gates for one. Dude who created the Apple computer. There's plenty of other people who made it through the darkness. And everything starts from the darkness, you know what I'm saying? Without me going, reaching inside my deepest and darkest parts of my soul and my energy and my intentions, I wouldn't know who the hell I am. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have got to the light to be able to appreciate most of the things that happened in my life. You know what I'm saying? Most of the negative things, like people taking my kindness for weakness. You know what I'm saying? People always trying to make the perception of me of something that I'm not, you know? And that's all fine. And I love it, you know what I'm saying? I love it. And I love it when I explain stuff to people. Only reason I can see things from all perspectives is just because of this or the fucked up perception that people try to make of me. You know what I'm saying? So trust me, I know. You know what I'm saying? When it's bullshit, when it's just people trying to bring your name down because you mean something, because you stand for something, because you actually have the passion and heart to not give up. You know what I'm saying? Even when it's the, you know what I'm saying, when it's doesn't look like you're going to win. When it's, you only have one chance to win. You know what I'm saying? When you only have one fucking chance to win. You know what I'm saying? When there's nothing left, when all the chips are down, still smiling and still going and still pushing and still nothing but positivity, no negativity, not seeing no one wanting to fall, none of that. You know what I'm saying? There's no need for that. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much we go through, we can never wish, wow, I wish, you know what I'm saying, this on somebody else. No, this is for you. This is what you need to go to. This is the enlightenment that you needed. You know what I'm saying? What's going to wake you up, that's going to stir your soul. You know what I'm saying? It's going to wake up that inner beast inside of you, that sleeping beast that's been sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, y'all be talking about y'all be awake, but y'all not awake. Y'all don't feel that beast inside your belly. And y'all ain't waking up yet. Y'all still scared of it. Y'all scared to let it out. You know why y'all scared? Because y'all scared of the oppressors. Y'all are scared of them. See, they done got y'all whipped so good. Y'all can't let y'all, you know what I'm saying, your true self out, the divine self. You know what I'm saying? You can't be scared of that. You can't be scared to let yourself shine. I might shine bright. Yeah, I do shine bright, and I catch a lot of attention. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like, ooh, who's this kid? You know what I'm saying? What's going on with him? You know what I'm saying? Something different about him. You know what I'm saying? Just off the energy, just because, you know, at every moment, I know who I am, and I accept myself, and I love myself more than anyone will ever love me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my job, is to love me, is to be happy. And when you love yourself like this, you know what I'm saying, you're an example for everyone else to love themselves too. You know what I'm saying? And that's all we're here for. We're here for each other. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whether we like it or not, we're really here for each other. Oh, my bad. Somebody had sent me money. I was like, what? But yeah, so just don't quit. You know, don't be scared to let your true self shine, don't let this fucking boring ass world that tells people they need to do shit this way or that way. No, do it your fucking way. You know? Okay, there is some things you need to do uniform and by the books. Do those things by the book. When it comes to your goals and running your business and different stuff like that, run it your way. Run it the way that you feel is going to make you the most successful. You know, run it the way that you feel is going to take you to that next level. And if it doesn't, guess what? Keep going. You know what I'm saying? You're going to learn from those mistakes. You're going to, okay, damn, all right, I was right about that, but I was wrong about this, so I need to, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to learn. We all know this stuff, but we also got to hear it again. You know what I'm saying? I know me. I need a lot of lifting up, but I do a lot of lifting up myself. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, stay in my little sanctuary. I call my sanctuary because that's where I do most of my studying and just soul searching. You know what I'm saying? Going deep inside myself and, you know, reaching in places I've never been before. And just, you know, just feeling the universe. Feeling the raw raw energy of the universe, of everybody, of how they're feeling and all of that. It's a lot. I can feel a lot of people, you know, it's not words of encouragement more of that they need. It's more of the energy, that passion. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes someone a good motivator, is the passion. You know what I'm saying? Not what they're saying. It's the passion. It's the, you know what I'm saying? Like, not accepting no. Like, not accepting defeat. You know what I'm saying? You only are defeated. You only lose when you quit fighting or when you quit trying. When you quit doing. When you quit doing. You know what I'm saying? When you just quit, period. We're not losers. We're winners. We're people, even when they try to make us lose, we keep going and we keep pushing. And you know what I'm saying? And thank them for, you know what I'm saying, putting, you know, doing those negative things to us. Guess what? We came out on the positive. We got even more than before. How can you lose when you go from losing it and getting it back and then getting even more back? You know what I'm saying? You can't lose. You're a winner. You know what I'm saying? They don't expect you to do that, but you can do that. You don't even have to give back what you got back. You can get something even better, 10 times better. Maybe 20, maybe 1,000 times better. Who knows? The whole point is, it's wherever you want to take it. You know what I'm saying? The only limit is the limit you put on it. You know? So it's only as far as you want to take it. And I know I won't stop. Stop at all. But yeah, you know, definitely want to thank you guys. Like I always say, y'all guys always, you know, give me energy boost being on here just talking to you guys. You know, you're not talking back. It's just the whole point of me being able to, you know, release the, you know, certain things and say certain things and, you know, just put that positivity or period, just that energy into the universe. You know what I'm saying? For you guys to take, you know what I'm saying? Even if I have to, all I have is just a little bit of energy left in me, I'm going to give it to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Because I know when I give it to you guys, y'all going to take it and just tear it up. So, yep. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. /791-9690. Peace to the gods. 791-9690. Peace to the gods. Sorry.
For me,
sorry.
King Xavier Jr. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hold on. Yeah, bad connection here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Good. I just wanted to chime in on what you said about, you giving out, you know, even just the last, you know, pieces of yourself, you know, for the generations to come, you know. You know, people are listening. I'm sure they're out there listening. And, you know, like straight up, you know, because Jonah's not on the line and because, you know, what, Akeem and, you know, know, bouncers not on the line. You know what? This is the next generation, you know, and this is, you know what? This is where, you know, this is where we many times miss the mark. Because, you know what, you're looking at, you know what, all high and lifted up, you know, and rightfully so. You know what, these brothers rock, you know what, at the level that they do. But you have to understand it. You know what, you know, the brother that's speaking now comes from greatness. And you know what, this is a voice, you know, and a spirit, the spirit, you know what, of the ancestors that's speaking out to you. So I just really encourage everybody, you know, that speak up, speak out, to just become inclusive. You know, I think the brother said, you know, on too many occasions, even on tonight, you know, the importance of, you know, us, you know, moving together as a people. All of this, you know, when one comes up, we all come up. You know what? You might not think that you need what you heard tonight because it didn't come from the person you thought it should have came from. But you know what? Nonetheless, it was the truth. And you know what? And the truth, you know what, will not die. The truth needs no defense, and it's going to live on. So you need to really listen to what's being said tonight. I just encourage, you know, my Aboriginal, you know, Indigenous, you know, if there's any, you know, Europeans. You know, Albion's on the line, you know, and I know you are because you're biting off, but you know what, all this stuff, you know, with the injunctions, you know, I'm going to call names, you know, like, understand the contract law, and you went, you got all that from the crew, yeah, you did, you straight did, you know, I know you by name. I've already called out, you know what, your squad, and so it's like you know what, give honor to where honor is due. This brother ain't on the line, just you know what, trying to and high frequency is not on the line to just you know what, to entertain nobody and you know what, make you feel good. It's to come up higher, yo, where victory lives. Where victory lives, yo. I mean, like, I can. All right, I'll just speak for myself, yo. You, they have been, you know, more than I could have ever expected that would cross my path, you know, in my lifetime, and I am certainly, you know, grateful. And sincerely, you know, honored that my path would cross with theirs, that, you know, that the great I am, the ancestors would have me, you know, come to hear, you know, these brothers and sisters, you know, just, you know what, you know, reaching out. I mean, you know what? Crying out with the you know crying out in spirit, not outreached hand to grab everybody that they can, but like you know the reality is people that have ears can't hear, have eyes that can't see, but you know what, I don't know if anybody you know, prescribes a prayer or whatever. You know what it is that you do, meditate. No, I don't knock none of that because, you know, that's all, you know, your efforts. Everybody, I don't knock nobody because that's just your efforts, you know, to seek out this great I am. But I'm telling you, you know, this is This is not by happenstance. They didn't do this in and of themselves. These brothers, their steps were ordered. The steps of the righteous are ordered. They were ordered. They're not only on a mission. They're on assignment to get this done. They make their transition and they're gonna make sure they do it with all authority. With all authority, you know what? Like the brother said, you know what? And not giving a damn about what nobody thinks about what they say and or do, because you know what? The truth needs no defense. All that are listening, and you know who you are, you know what? Take that. You know what? And ingest that and let that just like marinate. And I really hope that, you know what, you grow by it. Be slow to speak and quick to listen. Because what he just dropped was really, all that you need. And you know what, it's going to take you a minute to just digest that thing and get it all the way in. All the way in, I mean like all the way in. Because it's real. It's to be lived. It's not to be, your thoughts. Okay, I heard it. I heard him say this, and okay, well, that's not, no, Jonah, that's not, you know what, I can't, that's not, no. The truth is the truth. You know what I mean? Truth, you know what? Honor recognize honor. Game recognize game. So you know what? Just like really, just open up your mouth. Don't be scared. Like you said, why are you being scared? Don't be scared. Just you know what? If you F up in what you say, ain't nobody looking for your perfection. We know that, you know what? All of us have been deceived. Yo, but he's trying to get you out of that web of deception, damn it. I mean, like, you know what? They done built their next generation, you know what? To go in hard. And you know what? You're going to think, oh, that the cream of the crop comes from, you know what, from the top. No, that shit flows all the way down, yo, to you know what, from, you know, all throughout. They are proven. You know what? These brothers are tried and proved. And so what you going to say? You're going to still hate. You're going to still what? You're going to pick and choose? I suggest, you know what? On the strength. You know what I mean? Y'all just like really press in with your whole heart, and glean from what this brother got to say, in addition to everybody else. But you know what, there's a special something that, you know what, the ancestors are trying to get through to us through this brother. You know what I mean? Because you know what? You know what passes on. You know, you pass on to the next and the next and the next. You know what? But you just want that, you know what, that cream de la creme. Really? Were you getting it? And you know, you can't even recognize it. So you need to just like take that shit down 1,000 and just like, you know what, marinate on it and just look. It all it's the same thing. But it's just said, you know what, in his vernacular, to break it down and make it plain and make it livable. Because, you know, sometimes y'all need to be coming, you know, with journal, you know, or anybody, like on Consultation Wednesdays, and be asking, like, what you know you need to ask. Because you're fearful. You're scared. Stop. Lose the fear. Perfect love cast out all fear. You know what? You about it. You know what? Are you black? Are you Negro? Are you African American? Then if you're not, then you know what? Then you ain't got no chains on your mouth. You're an Aboriginal. Open your mouth. Say what you got to say, because you know what? It means something to somebody. somebody. You know what? If you don't think it means something to you, you know what? It cuts like a two-edged sword. Yeah, it's going to help you as well. But somebody needs to hear from you. So, respectfully, you know what? Peace out. Do your thing, my brother.
All right.
Good talking with you.
All right, Rob. Peace of God. But yeah, you know, just don't lose your passion, man, for life. No matter how much, you know, tries to get you down or push you down or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't going to be all, you know, blue sky. Sometimes we got to go through some storms, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, I'm just saying those are different examples of what could be going on in your life as far as disasters. They're just natural disasters that just happen just because of, I call them natural disasters because of just the occurrence of just, you know, you're not the only person on this planet. So, of course, with so many people wanting so many things and people constantly changing what the hell they want, creates natural disasters because people are so, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying literal natural disasters. I'm talking about, like, you know, accidents and different stuff like that where people, you know, somehow just weirdly, like, you know, just get all discombobulated or anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? When it's two different, you know, more than just one person in it, as far as, you know what I'm saying, this world, we're still all one, but because of us saying, you know, all for one instead of one for all, everybody being one for all, if you get what I mean, that's like me. I'm for everybody. I want everybody to win, you know what I'm saying? No matter how much of a bad person the person is, still deserve love. It's still, you know, there's a reason behind everything they do, behind the way they talk, behind everything. You know what I'm saying? There's always a reason because they saw life or they saw the things. Let me put it like this. There's two people. They can go through the same exact experiences in life, but can both see it from different perspectives, maybe based off, you know, the people that hang around, you know, their environment, you know, anything could just make someone's perception be a little bit different than yours. And that's always going to be the case because, you know what I'm saying, I may have similar experiences, but you might have handled yours a little different than I did, you know? So, yeah, that's what creates natural disasters or accidents, as I call them, where stuff just, you know, just gets fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Shit just gets fucked up, you know? You know, you can do about it. I mean, probably was something you could do about it, but, I mean, your reflexes just weren't fast enough or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. Just at that time, just got, you know, caught slipping. But, you know, that shit happens. It happens to everybody. Everybody has a natural disaster or a slip up or, you know, there's some bullshit that happens. Yeah, you can't let that get you down, that, damn, I'm doing everything right. Why is this bad thing happening to me? Don't be worried about why it's happening to you. You know what I'm saying? It already happened, so now what the hell are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? The worrying part and the stressing part does nothing. That's just added, you know what I'm saying, wasted time. You know what I'm saying? It is. You know what I'm saying? Thinking of the solution or getting over whatever obstacle that's in your way is should be of importance, not the whining about, oh, why do I got to do this? Too late now. It's here. You know what I'm saying? If we could go back in time, you know, we'd all change a lot of things. But at the same time, will we really? You know what I'm saying? When you really sit down and think about, you know what I'm saying, everything. Yeah, we'll say, oh, I do this a lot earlier. But everything is at the right time, at the perfect time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you won't be who you are, you know what I'm saying, right now, if it wasn't for that shit. For any of that, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit of the lies, the deception, all that. You won't be who you are right now. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't go through that. You know, if you didn't go through making the mistakes you made, you won't be the same wise person. You won't be the same kind person that you are. So, yeah, just enjoy this down and love it and cherish it, man. No matter what's going on, this now, I'm telling you, you're going to be looking back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You might be in Dubai. You might be in Paris. You might even be in Germany or Tokyo or Australia. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, Brazil, Costa Rica, or, you know what I'm saying, Barbados, anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting back, relaxing, enjoying yourself, looking at a time, looking at, remembering or reminiscing on times like this. Like, damn, I remember when it was just, you know what I'm saying, it was just a feeling. It was just, you know what I'm saying, oh, something told me just to just trust myself and just go with it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're going to thank yourself for actually trusting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yourself will never lead you wrong. Trust me on that. You'll never lead yourself into the wrong place. You know what? Where we fuck up at is when we don't listen to ourselves. When we don't listen to that gut. You know what I'm saying? Usually something bad does happen. You know what I'm saying? When we don't listen to ourselves. I know that happened to me plenty of times where I'm like, fuck, I should listen to myself. You know what I'm saying? You cursing yourself out. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to find a way to get mad at somebody else, but you're going to be mad at yourself. And that's what makes you even mad, because you're like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? Then you're not even mad no more. You're really sad and depressed. You're like, damn. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with me? Why ain't I just, you know what I'm saying? I don't trust myself enough, not, you know what I'm saying, to listen to myself. The hell's wrong with me? But, you know, we all been through shit like that, man. Like, and that's the funny thing about it. You know, at the end of the day, when you really look back on it, you just laugh and be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. But, yeah, I love you guys. That's all I got for you right now. I'm working on doing a lot more for you guys on Fridays, and some, you know, different stuff. Might even, you know, I'm looking for a little guest to come on the show and stuff. I'm just trying to take this to the next level, and, you know what I'm saying, just trying to make it a better experience for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's a great experience now of me releasing who I am and the infinite knowledge and stuff like that. But I'm really putting some shit together for you guys. You know, I know it's a little bit hard when I'm talking about a lot of interpersonal things. I don't want you guys to feel like y'all wrong for not talking to me. It's not, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that I'm about to bring to y'all, the new stuff, you know what I'm saying, teach y'all a little stuff. You know, of course, I do want y'all to participate in that, if, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to be new stuff that I'm bringing to the table. So just be ready for that. That's about it, man. Just, you know, just trying to, like I said, do better for myself and do better for the people around. So yeah, I'm gonna take to the next level with you guys, and I'm gonna be doing a lot of stuff that we, you know what I'm saying, helping you guys, you know, with little business stuff, doing a little bit more, helping you guys with your CPNs and stuff like that, and a little different stuff like that. I mean, even though now, You know what I'm saying? You bring questions. Just, you know what I'm saying, doing little stuff to make it better. So I'll definitely be updating you guys on that too. But enough of that. You guys enjoy the rest of your, like I said, it's going to be a short show today. You guys enjoy the rest of your Friday. Remember, you know what I'm saying, is now. How you feel about yourself now, what you're thinking right now, all of that is important. Is now is important. It's the divine now. It's all about the divine self. You know what I'm saying? You know, be in tune with yourself. When you're in tune with yourself, you're in tune with the universe. Because guess what? The universe is you. So don't ever forget that. You know what I'm saying? When you feel like the universe isn't on your side, it is on your side because it's you. It's all part of you. Everything that's going on is all part of you. It's all, when it boils back down to it, it's a product of what you wanted. Or it might not be what you wanted, but of what you brought forth. Careful and just be aware of it. So I'm gone. Love you guys. Pure energy, as always. You know what I'm saying? Take and do it with it what you will, good or bad, or really don't care. I'd rather you use it for good, of course. But, you know, it's your lives. That's the best part about it. You know, so whatever makes you guys happy. So, I'm out. Peace to the gods. Till next week.